There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's really go.
I've chosen this game. It sounded so much better the second time.
First time was better?
Yeah. Everybody's a critic.
Yeah, because he's all the way across the room, like running to catch
catching the train.
Right.
Hold that train for me. I don't want the train to leave town without me. The train is engineered. The engineer, chief engineer, is Akos Jankura. He's at the controls in the locomotive, and then at the end in the caboose.
<John Greenman. laughs> Seriously, dude, you have no idea.
Oh, really? Is that so?
He couldn't drive a caboose or no train.
Really?
No.
What about the? You could be the brakeman then. They have brakemen. They have no more. They don't even have cabooses, which I think is a shame. I grew up.
They pay those guys really well, by the way. I have
the caboose guys,
my,
or the people that are. Oh yeah,
the people.
Yeah.
The railmen. They're well compensated.
I know a young fellow used to work for me on the farm. Grew up on the farm with me. He's now about 30. He and a friend of her. They both work for me on the farm now, doing special projects and stuff. They're both really good kids. They're smart. They work for the railroad. And the kind of money that they make and what they have to do for the money, it's incredible. They're averaging about $29 an hour. And these are kids that, the one that grew up on the farm went to school for diesel mechanic stuff. And he's smart. And he's really good. But he gets frustrated because the unions won't let him do anything. He gets paid $29 an hour for basically just being there, showing up. That's it. Remember the old business about feather bedding? And what used to go on, they used to say, oh, man, we have all these extra employees they don't need. Now the situation, they call it something different, but it's the same thing. They have four guys to do what one person could easily do. And they get angry. This kid's a young, he's aggressive, he wants to get the job done. And they slap him around all the time. He went to he wanted to get a grease fitting to put on a wheel bearing on one of the locomotives. You know, it took him a week to get a grease fitting because they didn't want to give it to him. Because they didn't want him going. He saw the problem. He wanted to fix it immediately. And they said, hey, man, slow down. You can't be fixing things that quickly. You got to wait till we take the car out of service. We got to write up a report. Whereas the only thing he had to do was he saw the grease fitting was broken. You take the grease fitting out, put another one in, and grease the wheels. Nope. Got to write up a report. You got to bring it to the boss. They have to assign somebody to inspect it. After they inspect it, they do in triplicate. Yep, it does need a grease fitting. And then they assign it to somebody to get it done. Can you imagine?
Processes are important.
Yes, that's so. Thank you, Mr. Featherbedder.
Every time somebody comes to me with a process, you know, we're entrepreneurs, and we always talk about entrepreneur and innovation.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs, all the ones I've ever met, don't like process. I mean, they like process less.
Right. I don't like process. You like process? Yeah. Get it done.
Yeah.
Sometimes you step over a few people on the way, and you may not make too many friends. How many, John, does Akos have a lot of friends? Or is he just basically?
I think he
just
does.
You.
I think he has people that like him.
Yeah, you think?
Well, you know,
too sure of that.
Well,
though.
No, you know what? I think we all have close
speak
friends.
Speak for yourself on this.
We have a ball of close friends, and then we have a people that we know and we like, and that we're
So here's, I have less. I believe I have less than six.
Fewer than six friends.
I mean, friends.
Well, not real friends.
Not people who are
business
associates.
Right, no. There's a
somebody
real
I'd break bread with. Somebody I'd
friends.
Break bread with for non-business reasons. Just
yes,
break bread
right.
And hang out. Yeah. Hang out.
You know how to friend. Spell, did you learn in Canada how to spell friend, Akos?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Is it that you're supposed to say, "Oh, what do you mean?" That would have been a better response.
What do you mean, Doug? What do you mean?
I learned how to spell.
How did you learn to spell friend?
I learned how to spell friend when I was in the fourth grade. Alice Scipione was my fourth grade teacher, and I had a real hard time with I before E, except after C, neighbor and way, and all that stuff. I used to put them in the wrong place. So she said to me, Dudley, because my given name is Dudley. Dudley, here's how you remember how to spell friend. A friend is a friend till the end. And I never misspell friend after that. F-R-I-E-N-D. E-N-D. The end. And I think it's true. I don't think you have friends. They're fair weather friends in and out of your lives. But the real friends, like you just said, some of you really want to. Like I have this friend who Richie knows, Ted Siller, went to Heidelberg with me. And he and I have been constant friends. Heidelberg's in Ohio.
I know where it is.
It was a friendship that we cast the first day at Heidelberg, and we have been friends since that September day in 1964. And we talk to each other maybe three or four times a year. We see each other every couple, 3 years. He's just a good, warm, wonderful human being. And I count him to be with, maybe as you've suggested, I might be able to find six people, maybe, that I could have a dinner with and not talk about work. Richie's one of them, although it's hard for us when we're together to not talk about work because that's what we spend all this time together. So we're going to iron out the problems and then say, okay, see you later, alligator, and that's the end of it.
So you were an educator, right? An English educator?
I did. I spoke and taught English and speech when I was
So I have a question for you. If I before E except after C is the rule,
yes,
and it only occurs 40% of the time.
40% of the time in the spelling of a combo of E and I, you mean?
Yeah, then why isn't E before I except after C the rule?
Because somebody said... Because somebody said so. My mother said so.
Okay, my mother
Don't ask
so.
Me why. Just okay. I said so. That's okay. How it is. That's a very good question, by the way. You look at the English language, which I'm told by people who learn other languages, and there is very little of it that makes sense. There's very little of it that is easy. People who come to this country to learn the language are stymied often. And then I talked to some Chinese dude recently who was complaining about how difficult it is to learn how to speak English. You got 6,000 dialects in Chinese, and this is
Chinese.
You do a lot of business in China. Do you know how to?
I do a lot of business in China. In fact, my brother-in-law is a Canadian guy, but he speaks fluent Chinese. And when we got married, we were on a trip on the Great Wall, and he's running up the Great Wall, and these ladies are laughing out loud at us, and he stops, and he starts yelling at the ladies in Chinese, and they're stunned by this white guy yelling at them in Chinese, right, really fluently. And I went up to him, Jesse, what's wrong? They were saying, look at these big, fat foreigners. And so I stopped and said, "We can go on diets, but you'll always be the way you are." So,
big fat foreigners.
Yeah, we were.
When I was in China, I had I was fortunate to have a guide and a driver, and we became good
friends.
That
guide and a driver.
A guide and a driver.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the other guy around?
A couple of
two
slaves.
I get a train ticket and a bus pass.
What in the world?
And a mask for my face. You know.
I think. Do you sell anything on Chinese QVC?
They opened it a couple years ago, and we haven't elected to go yet because we just can't see the investment is not worth it yet. But it will be. Oh my gosh! It will be. That's the fastest growing one. And you know what they like? Here's a little thing. They love American stuff.
They do.
Oh yeah.
American.
Oh yeah.
They're looking for more. They sell more Buicks in China than they do in America.
Really?
Buick is the number one selling car in China because it represents American technology and also represents that they've made it. The nouveau riche figure, when they're driving an American car like a Buick, they've made it. That's their status symbol.
Can you imagine how big Shaq must be over there?
Oh, man.
He's thinking of Buick. You know.
Uh-huh. He couldn't even fit in the Buick.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny. Yeah, they built that Buick around him, I think. That's a man who didn't just step into that Buick.
You guys are not. Well, you may be old enough to remember. John Wayne had a Pontiac station wagon. And he had, because he was so tall, he had them alter the roof over the driver's part of the car. Because he couldn't sit up straight until they moved it up. They had to move it up to give him room. It is, those sorts of things are great stories. Speaking of great stories, we have an inventor today, hopefully with a good story. Rita Floyd Vester has a lunchbox that is different, unique. Or at least that's what she's going to try to convince us. How did John Black do with the tea claw yesterday, boys?
He ended up at 86%.
86. So he's the leader so far this week because Melissa Reed had 79%. So we'll see how Rita does later on in this hour. I was looking at a number of startups in New York City and how these young entrepreneurs who wanted to help, first they had an idea. So they figure, and tell me if you think this is the right process, Akos. They've got an idea, and they figure they can use this idea to help somebody. I think that's the best place to start. If you really think you're helping someone, have a good idea, then you try to bring it to market. You try to figure it out how you can sell it to the masses. But at first, you've got to really know what it is that you're making and for whom. Don't you think that's the number one thing?
That would be really important, I think. Can you imagine if we were making things that, you know, people didn't want? And, you know, you had to identify your audience very, very clearly. In fact, that's the common mistake inventors make. John and I look at inventions many times thinking to ourselves, where's this guy going with this? Like, is he not figuring this out? You've got to make sure you have a target audience. In fact, that's why we always say focus groups. In fact, that's why we like My Cool Inventions and the Dream Big America, because this vote is like a focus group. I mean, you know how valuable the focus group that we do is?
Yeah.
Because if you get an inventor who gets, we had a few of the minus 40, like minus 40%.
Yeah, we had some of those.
And I mean, it's a slap in the face for the inventor, but the inventor has to pick up and go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe this isn't what I should be mortgaging my house on. You know, I don't get the positive feedback.
The thing.
So I think focus group is great.
We don't want you to mortgage your house. We want somebody to pay you. We don't want you to be paying to all these different companies. All right. So you follow the train of thought here. We're here to help. Akos Jankura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen at 18 After on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Milena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer's Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer's Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a fraction of the cost.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
People wonder how my brain works. I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. I was just thinking of how we are all here together singing and swimming in an ocean of love. Wondering whether Akos is the shark and John is the minnow.
Seriously, dude, why are you always minimalizing me here?
I'm not. I'm just. I find you to be an interesting character.
Yes,
and
I am.
Did you guys notice that Kraft Foods and
they're going to buy them out?
The Heinz company. You know, now you put my ketchup.
Dollars.
Ketchup and how much?
They're going to pay 40 Heinz. Well, the company that bought it's a big venture capital group. I think it's a hedge fund. They paid $40 billion to buy Heinz Foods in 2013. They're going to spend another 40 to buy Kraft. I know somebody who works at Kraft, and they have some really good, strong divisions, and they have others. The problem with Kraft is that they've misrepresented themselves. I don't know that this isn't the case with the Heinz because they never really made a case out of it. But at Kraft, you know, they claim, for example, they sell the biggest thing that they sell is Kraft American cheese, which is neither American nor is it cheese.
And what if you
look at the ingredients? It comes from
tastes so good.
Well, but it tastes. That's you see. You're not to minimalize your position here, Josh. under the circumstances, the fact that you just said what you did is really the reason that these guys can get away with this stuff. Because most Americans buy their food according to how it tastes, not how good it is, or whether you can get taste and it be healthy for you. No, let's buy the cheapest stuff that tastes good. So the American cheese is Russian. It's dreck. They send it over in plastic bags, 90-pound plastic bags. It's the leftover whey.
Imitation cheese, they call
it. Yes, is imitation cheese.
Like Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, it's really the stuff that's left over from the process of making real cheese. That's what it is. And they can flatten it out and cut it up, and it stays coagulated because they put something else in it, and it has the taste of cheese, and so that's what you're eating. You like the taste of it, but you don't know what's in it. And that's the problem that we have. What was the recall we were talking about today, Richie? Is a Listerine thing in something that's being recalled. Oh, the ice cream. The Bluebell ice cream.
Oh, Bluebell ice cream, yep.
Right. Has Listerine in it. Listerine.
Yum.
Yeah. Right. It'll make your breath will be much better when you have Blue Boy ice cream. No, it has Listeria in it. But Listeria is in everything. There is nothing you can buy, especially if it's fresh from a fresh grocer, whether it's vegetables or meat or poultry, fish. It's Listeria is in everything. So the fact that somebody out of the blue, if you'll pardon the pun, examined this ice cream, the only reason this was done is because there's a competitor that wants to knock them off. So they'll come up with something. Okay, let's examine this batch of ice cream. All right. Well, you could go to any place ice cream is made, any place where milk is stored. I know because I've been in the milk business all my life. I know we find Listeria in the floor. You just can't get rid of the stuff. It's everywhere.
They can make you sick, though, right?
Well, really, if you have too much of it, and if you have a weak immune system, if you don't have a weak immune system, it won't pay any attention to it. If you have a strong immune system, your body will pay no attention to E. coli, to Salmonella, to Listeria, any of that stuff. It only attacks, it's like flu or other bugs, if you have a weak immune system, young babies or old people that haven't kept their immune system up, then they're targets for this sort of thing.
Because it has like fever, muscle aches.
But anyway, back to Kraft. And that's an interesting story, because I think, because you got to wonder when Mr. Kraft started making this stuff. This is a farmer. Imagine his family. This is a farmer who starts making cheese, and his whole empire is built around what he started doing, 112 years ago or something. Look at the money. $40 billion to buy that company. Whew.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 33 after the hour on the My Cool Inventions radio program, which takes place this hour of our combined programs every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then Friday, we have the Dream Big America contest. Today is the last day to vote for last week's contestants. The results will then be tabulated, and we'll have three people on Friday. The winners of the March 8th contest, or March 6th contest, March 13th. I got a half a mouthful of cashews, excuse me, for trying to be a radio pronouncer with my mouthful of something that probably shouldn't be there. Let's see, anyway, the 6th, the 13th, go ahead and laugh.
I'm sorry, man.
Your mouthful of cross buns or whatever it is that you eat.
You don't know how many times I've done that. You've never heard me.
I just love the way you have a conversation with yourself. That's all.
I got to entertain somebody somehow. Look at this. Tell us. All right, so the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, those winners all be on Friday. This week we'll have our big monthly prize winner. And what's at stake are a lot of great ways for you to help push your business along. That's what we're here to do. We also have a lady that we haven't met before, Rita Floyd Vester from Flatbox, which is a type of lunchbox. I'm intrigued by this myself. Do you have lunchboxes when you went to school as kids?
Yes, very much. Either? So. Oh yeah.
What kind of lunchbox do you have?
I used to have the tin ones with the car, you know, like Superman.
Yeah, but wasn't there a theme? Like I had a Roy Rogers lunchbox.
Right. Did
you have?
We don't even know who that is.
Neither of you know who Roy Rogers
is? We know who Roy Rogers is.
I had Superman, Batman.
Right.
Oh, Batman. I had a Batman one. I loved my Batman one because those were the days that we used to watch Batman on Thursday nights in prime time.
See,
it was metal, and it was steel, like a little metal thing.
I ate school lunches.
What?
I ate school lunches.
In Canada, you don't have school lunches. You don't have any cafeteria.
Wait, did you pay a quarter for them?
I don't remember. I think it got up to like 50 cents, 75 cents, I think, when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, There you go. And now we know how he's big and strong and smart.
So one had Batman, the other had Fat Man.
Who's that guy? Anyway, he comes in also twice.
Hi, McFadden, go away. Let's get this lady on. What are we doing?
So Rita Floyd Vester has invented, when we first saw this, we saw Lunchbox. We went, Lunchbox? However, this flat box, this new Lunchbox has been featured on the DIY Network, the New York Times, the Good Housekeeping Magazine, Chicago Fox News, just to feature a few people who are talking about it. This thing is the new way to do a lunchbox. It goes down flat, and you can have yourself like a sterile sort of a mat where you can eat your lunch from. And it shields you from germs and bacteria. It's a pretty novel idea. Rita, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So did I get that description right, Rita?
Absolutely. It is a lunchbox that completely unzips into a placemat. And the reason why, it's exactly what you said. The tables are dirty. Cafeteria tables are filthy. Park tables are absolutely gross. And this will serve as a shield to protect your food and your hands from all the dirty surfaces, germs, and bacteria.
So you got an award, an innovation award at the International Houseware Show, huh?
We did back in 2013. That's how our business started. We Googled where's the largest houseware show in the world, and it was in Chicago. We bought 2 plane tickets, and we went. And we were surprised because, you know, you're against some major brands at the houseware show. And they picked us. So that was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Did you get a big cash reward or cash prize?
No, it was more of the, you know, people are now starting to realize that, oh, there's a new lunchbox out on the market. There's buyers there from all over the world. So,
and so when you get an award like that, do people clamor to your booth and try to find you and talk to you about it?
It was absolutely amazing. I mean, there were people around our booth constantly looking over each other's shoulders, what we're doing, how it works, what is it all about. It was, I can't even explain, it was amazing.
So what was your thought process? I mean, you're sitting around, you're thinking about stuff, and it dawns on you, I've got to make this lunchbox convert into a placemat. Like, well, how did you get from there to here?
That's exactly how it was. I was a teacher for 12 years, and I also have 3 kids. So I was constantly faced with these nasty, dirty lunch boxes. And then in my class, I was teaching 5th grade. In my class, we learned about germs. And then all of a sudden, we were just like, oh, let's see where the germ is placed in the school building is. And sure enough, we read a study by the University of Arizona, and the dirtiest place in a school building is the cafeteria table. So I was like, are you kidding me? There's got to be a better solution. The lunchboxes are dirty. The tables are filthy. No wonder the kids are getting sick and all the germs and flu is spreading. So I was like, well, I got to get a lunchbox for my kids that will unzip into a placemat, and I'm just going to go ahead and Google it and buy one for them because they need to be protected. So I Googled it, and there was none. So that's how the thought process started. And I was like, okay, we got to figure this out. We have to, it's a necessity. It has to be washable completely, and it has to convert into a placemat to protect the kids. And it has to be user-friendly. It has to be easy to work for a 2-year-old or a 72-year-old. So that's when the work started. And my husband and I, we figured it out. I thought of the shape. He thought of the zippers. My class helped me make it user-friendly. And that's what you see today.
All right. So you know what? Let's get your pitch. Let's get your pitch off. And then what we'll do is we'll talk to you about it. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch it. You get 1 minute. You get one minute to win over our listening audience. Our audience will vote. Voting will vote with thumbs up or thumbs down. You can do that by going to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button and vote. Thumbs up, thumbs down. There's a picture of the flat box there. You can take a look at it. Watch the vote in real time. Or if you're out and about, you can text your vote by texting the word thumbs up or thumbs down. T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, all one word, don't leave a space, or thumbs down. You text that word to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. Or phone us, 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down to register your vote. Listen, we're looking forward to your pitch, Rita. Are you ready?
I am.
Let's
do it. Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
My name is Rita, and my cool invention is the Fratbox Lunchbox. It is a fully machine washable lunchbox that easily converts into a placemat. As a teacher and a mom, I was really grossed out by the kids' lunchboxes. Most of them are not fully washable. E. coli, fecal matter, you name it, it's been found on it. In addition, cafeteria tables are among the dirtiest places at school. So to keep kids safe, I had to think of a solution. I envisioned a machine washable lunchbox that would easily and completely convert into a placemat. I figured out the shape, my husband thought of the four zippers, and my class helped me make it user-friendly. Because of its cool design, the flat box has been enjoyed by kids, teenagers, adults, people suffering from food allergies, those who eat at their desk, or just enjoy a lunch at the park or on the go. So please, go to mycoolinventions.com and vote thumbs up for me. I really need your vote.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Excellent presentation, Rita. And votes are pouring in. John and I are watching the voting platform right now. Votes are pouring in and pouring in very favorably, too, for you. So if you want to vote, vote thumbs up or thumbs down by going to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button or text the word thumbs up or thumbs down. Just text that to 22333. I have a couple questions for you. Just a little comment I'm going to make and see how you defend yourself on this comment. In Canada, they ban plastic bags at grocery stores. All right? Banned them. But they have to pay. Now, apparently they've unbanned them, and you've got to pay a dime or a quarter or whatever to get one. But basically, every time I think of that, I think to myself, yeah, this is going to work right up to the fact when somebody takes their reusable bag that they bought from the store and, you know, didn't wash it out properly, and they in some kind of an outbreak of some kind of, you know, chicken or something happens to them. How does your lunchbox, I mean, one of the good things about the old lunchbox is being made of plastic and metal, you could basically sterilize them pretty easily. So how does your lunchbox prevent kind of the food germs being spread on the lunchbox itself?
Well, it is fully machine washable. So when you unzip it, you throw it in, just like you would throw your clothes in, your underwear, anything. You would throw it in the washing machine, and it cleans it completely. Actually, the Center for Disease Control, they recommend, on their website, they recommend their lunchboxes to be cleaned with soap and water daily. And how hard it is to clean something that you can't, and you're trying to scrub it out, you know, in the corners and the crevices, you're trying to scrub it out and you can't. I know, I've tried it, and you end up throwing it out. With the flat box, you just throw it in the washing machine and it's clean the next day.
Well, you've answered that question. I'm stumped.
That's good. So what I'm curious about, if I may, is how it is that with you raised, what, $37,000 on Kickstarter?
Yes.
And you've won all these different awards. What's holding you back now?
We have to get the manufacturing just right. It's not an easy product. It's not just like two sides and you put in a zipper and you go. It's very specific. So we have to make it just right. We also wanted to test it to make sure that it's sellable and the fact what size would be the best. So that's what we did. We realized that it's very, very sellable. We ran out of inventory several times. And we figured out the right size. We have three sizes right now. But we figured out which one is the best seller. The two best sellers are the regular and the large sizes. So we kind of wanted to test the market first, but now we're ready for mass production.
And who's working with you?
Go ahead.
Rita, who's working with you?
My husband and I.
Okay. All right, John, go ahead.
So do you have do you already have stock now for the next launch?
Inventory, yeah.
We do. We absolutely do. We have a full stock in South Florida, and we have a production continually going on.
So what's full production? What do you have right now on hand?
In stock, about 13,000 units.
And where are you making them?
In China.
And how much do they cost?
It range anywhere about $20 to $25, depending on the size.
So
how much are you selling them for?
I'm sorry.
How much are you selling them for?
Between $20 and $25.
You're selling them for that. The question was, how much are you paying to have?
What is the cost of manufacturing?
The manufacturing cost around a little under $5.
Okay. So you got $29.95 though. You should be selling for $29.95.
Yeah, I'm challenged by it. I don't know the price of lunch boxes. I would feel. John, what do you think? You got one there, don't
that
you?
One, that one right there.
How much was that one?
Zipper around?
John's pointing to his lunch box behind him. He actually uses the lunch box.
What is that? That one I think was like $20. I want to say $27.
It's over $20. It's over $20, huh?
Wait, his wife doesn't give him an allowance, so he can go get lunch.
No, we're very frugal here. We bring our lunches.
Very good.
All right. So the
price. Do you eat at your table too, at your desk?
All right. So I have a theory about that. Yes, I have been, but it's very important not to. I mean, I years ago I went to counseling and stuff, and they said to me, very, very important. You must leave the office. You never have your lunch at your desk. You always have to leave, even for 15 minutes. You just got to get out of the office. And I've been breaking that rule recently. But I have to break not out of my desk. The desk is a filthy place to eat.
All right. So here's
like 82% of the Americans who eat at their desk.
Oh my.
So, all right, so if you're interested, and this is an interesting, very interesting sell. I use the word, I don't want to overuse it. Interesting sell, interesting concept. So if you buy it, then you text thumbs up to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you can vote by dialing 888-877-0490, or you can vent you can vote and vent.
You can
invent and vote at mycoolinventions.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
The Alzheimer's Association's 2015 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report finds that less than half of people with Alzheimer's disease are told of their diagnosis. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the report, only 45% of people with Alzheimer's or their caregivers reported being told the diagnosis by their doctor. In contrast, more than 90% of people with the four most common cancers or their family reported being told. Beth Kallmeyer, Vice President of Constituent Services for the Alzheimer's Association.
Telling someone with Alzheimer's the truth about their diagnosis in a sensitive and supportive way is a key first step to help them maximize their quality of life. Even more important, it enables them to play an active role in planning for the future.
The Alzheimer's Association calls for better education for medical students and healthcare providers on making and delivering an Alzheimer's diagnosis and increased federal research funding for Alzheimer's, including better diagnostic tools. To learn more, visit ALZ.org.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the health front, a famous actress once again begins a national discussion with life-altering surgery. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was 2 years ago that Academy Award-winning actress Angelina Jolie, one of the most famous people on this planet, underwent a double mastectomy to prevent breast cancer. Jolie has revealed that last week she underwent surgery to remove her ovaries and fallopian tubes after a blood test indicated she had a 50% chance of developing ovarian cancer. A cancer expert says she made the right move based on her family history.
The fact that most ovarian cancer, most fallopian tube cancer, unfortunately, is not picked up until it's too late.
That's New York City oncologist Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who specializes in the type of gene mutation that Jolie discovered she carries. He said Jolie's case, related to her previous double mastectomy, is rare.
Only 8 to 10% of all the breast cancer that's diagnosed in this country is related to a mutation in the BRCA gene. That means about 90 90 to 92% is related to other factors.
Elsewhere on the medical front, when it comes to Alzheimer's disease, knowing is half the battle. Beth Kallmeyer of the Alzheimer's Association says only 45% of people are actually told they have the disease by physicians.
Doctors may not share the diagnosis because they're afraid of causing emotional distress. What we know, too, though, is that there's no evidence to show that people have long-lasting anxiety or depression.
Kallmeyer said people have a right to know if they have Alzheimer's, just as they have a right to know about any other serious disease. There are more than 5 million Americans currently living with Alzheimer's, and nearly 500,000 Americans age 65 and older who are expected to develop the disease this year. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to bounce back today from some losses yesterday. The Dow down 105 points, closing yesterday at 18,011. NASDAQ fell 16 points. S&P down 13. French investigators are continuing to search through wreckage of a German jetliner with 150 passengers and crew on board that crashed yesterday into a mountainside in the Alps. The Airbus A320 was headed to Dusseldorf, Germany from Barcelona, Spain when it went down. French authorities say one of the black box flight recorders has been recovered. No distress call was received from the Lufthansa German Wings airliner. All of the people on board the plane are presumed to have perished. And finally, let's talk golf, but certainly not the way I play it, which is like this. Uh-oh. Four! Usually it's my own windshield that I break, but instead we're talking about a golf legend, the man known as the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, who has received the highest civilian honor possible from Congress. Leaders of the House and Senate presented the 75-year-old Nicklaus yesterday with the Congressional Gold Medal in honor of his career and community service. Nicklaus had this to say.
I just play golf, but throughout my career I was lucky enough to make a few more birdies than the next guy. Because of that, and for some other reasons, I have an audience and people occasionally listen to me.
Jack Nicklaus, with the most career major tournament victories with 18, as well as all the philanthropic work he's done off the golf course. As for his proudest accomplishment among all his victories,
I've dodged for years a question about what victory is the most important or most memorable. Yet I don't know if I've ever had a more important victory or more memorable one than when Barbara Jean Bash became Barbara Nicklaus on July 3rd, 1960.
Sweet and heartfelt from someone who has always been a family man first and foremost. So although he certainly deserves a standing ovation, let's give Jack Nicklaus something more appropriate. A round of polite golf applause. Only time I ever receive applause like this on the golf course is when I'm leaving the parking lot. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We'll be right back. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.